and hear so well. And so the prayer by the Tenzin Duty is this: thank you, Creator, for giving us another sign of your greatness and bringing all the hearts of the friends together into this morning lesson and into this prayer. Help us now in this morning lesson to disconnect from corporeal things and give us strength to bestow to the ten, to be in connection and feeling each other as one. Give strength to my friends to overcome all obstacles. Teach us the pray, to pray from our hearts. Teach us to be like you. Give us strength to remain in unity and see your greatness, even when we're in a state of concealment. We're asking all this not for ourselves, but for the whole world clean, for your glory to be revealed in the world. Thank you for hearing this prayer of the whole world clean on behalf of nature, which is higher here, and that we have to start thinking about how do we change, and that adapting our behavior in our ordinary ways, changing our behavior a little bit here or there, is not going to work. This is really the call of the time, that we have to realize that we have to change, and we have to change all our ways completely, all of the orders of human society. We need a revolution of perception, of attitude, of everything. And it's not just between man and man, man and society, man and the country, man and the world, but also the higher force. We have to recognize there is a higher governance here, a higher providence, that nature is not blind. Rather, as a result of what we're going through, we're going to have to start relating to nature's plan. And that plan activates us and operates us, and we reside in this plan, in nature. And that plan has to take us to a new form. And the more we understand it, the more we can take the path of light rather than the path of pain. And I see that the world is nevertheless moving towards that through helplessness and failure, but we learn. Of course, it's not the shortest path. It's not the path of light. It's a path of suffering. We are not heeding the advice of Kabbalists, but rather listening to what our ego advises us to do. But Africa.
Rav, how do you differentiate between confidence and pride?
Rav, איך אתה מבדיל בין ביטחון לגאווה?
This is a quite important and difficult question. Actually, a good question. Pride has no legs, no basis. Besides man's ego, which is detached from truth. Confidence is a force of connection with the Creator. Pride is a force that disconnects man from the Creator. The power of faith is a power I receive from above. We don't have it. We always talk about faith above reason, where we receive a force from above that enables me to make actions of bestowal to the extent that I get the strength of Binah, the strength of bestowal from above, the light of Binah, the light of Chasadim, which shines into the person, and then a person can rise above his ego. And pride stems from the opposite form, not Bina, but Malchut. The Malchut, which is detached from the Bina, in its ignorance, thinking that it exists by itself, and there's no creator of the world, where rather I shall rule, I shall, I will live and rule. And so that gives the person the power. The Creator does it deliberately. He gives man the power to do what he wants. Why? Because he needs to learn. It's like when we tell a child, okay, do it, even though we know he actually doesn't know how to do anything. But do it. Why? As it is said, there is no righteous in the land who did good without committing a sin. So we have to start every action from making mistakes and recognizing that we're not capable, that we don't have the mind and we don't have the force, and we understand, we discover that our mind has to be connected together with a force. And if the mind and the force work together correctly, then a result can happen. So the difference between pride and faith is an extreme difference. But that's a good question.
Perché acquisisco la conoscenza quando perdo?
Hello, Rav. Why do I acquire the knowledge when I lose the kli of confidence?
Руханиют לא צריכה את החוכמה, את הידע.
Spirituality doesn't require knowledge or wisdom. Spirituality requires devotion, the force of bestowal. To the extent that I relate myself and belong to the Upper One, I receive everything there is in the Upper One, without working with my mind, with my powers. On the contrary, the more I neutralize myself and connect myself to the Creator with zero strength, with zero intellectual strength also, I thereby become an embryo. And then, beyond my point of nullification, I begin to receive from above, from the Creator. How? By nullifying myself more and more and more. All the months of conception, as we call it, where I grow inside the Creator until I'm born, spiritually born, it is all nullification inside the Upper Light, inside the Creator, where I only do one thing. I cancel myself, nullify myself in all kinds of ways. And by that, I let the light build me, design me as a small human, as an embryo. By that, I become Adam, similar to the Creator, in all kinds of thoughts, abilities, strengths, which I don't know, but they already exist in me, designed by the Upper One. And I then further advance in that. And the gradual growth after birth is when I nullify myself more. So it's not enough that I nullify myself as an embryo, but rather I continue to nullify myself in unique ways, in specifically defined ways, and that's how we grow. Italy 3.
Hello, teacher. I'm asking for my friend from Giuseppe. Where does the joy in the work come from, even when we're in concealment?
From being connected to the Creator. Doesn't matter in what way. Even if I am seemingly detached from the Creator, but I feel that I'm detached, and I have joy from the fact that I am detached, because somewhat I have contact, and that's sufficient.
Yes, dear teacher. The Kli of confidence comes after I can bury my will to receive?
No. There are various states, and let's say that I suddenly grasp myself in a state where I'm completely detached from spirituality, but completely means that it doesn't exist. And all of a sudden I hear there is a lesson or some other thing, and I don't even understand does it have to do with me? It has nothing to do with me. I've become so detached from the spiritual matter that I hear there is such a thing that someone studies, that someone is doing this, and even though I'm 10 or 15 years on the path, I feel like I don't belong to all of this. It's like something I suddenly heard on the radio or something. It is such disconnects that a person gets, so that he sees that without being held from above, he is completely detached. On his own, he is completely detached from spirituality. And so every feeling we have that we belong to dissemination, to the friends, to something, any such feeling is always an illumination from above that holds us, that keeps us together, that directs us. It is all by the light from above. And that light exists as a general light from above.
In the maximal way.
I, first of all, need to direct myself, aim myself at bestowal, being a unique mechanism in the system of Adam HaRishon, where I relay through myself everything the Creator has to everyone, and I don't have any need for myself. Just as I felt disconnected, not belonging to anything here, I continue to feel detached and not belonging to this world except for taking care of others. meaning that the sense of detachment actually helps us build the vessel of bestowal. Italy 2.
Salve Rab. La fiducia è un dono dall'alto.
The confidence is a gift from above. But we can give it to one another. And that's the question.
Confidence is an illumination from above, and we can not give, maybe give an example also. Well, in not necessarily an external way. The best thing is if we work together in the 10 and attracting all the friends to a common action, to collective action. Through this corporeal collective action, they begin to have this light of confidence, sense of confidence from above. Hebrew 10.
I had the actual same question, so if it's possible to continue it. What's the connection between the example we give one another and giving confidence to one another?
We cannot give confidence. Confidence is the light from above, the light of Chasadim. We can't give it to each other. But this means that we have to connect between us in a way that the light of confidence will then pass between each other. But it comes from above. It's not that you're giving it. We have to be precise about it, because all the influence comes from the Creator, and we only arrange the connection between us in order to...
It was said earlier that the feeling of disconnect helps us build a kli of bestowal.
Yes.
If you could expand on that, it sounds like some very important discernment.
True. Because it awakens me to be how detached I am, not belonging to spirituality, how I'm governed by corporeal forces only, like a little animal that doesn't do anything besides serving its body. And therefore, from here on, I begin anew.
Can you feel that when we build a kli of bestowal, we won't feel the feeling inside us and we will be like indifferent to the light?
No. We won't be indifferent. We rather begin from a state where I have no connection with spirituality, where I feel myself, let's just take one state as an example. Where I feel that I only belong to this world, as if spirituality doesn't exist, not even negatively. I only belong to this world, just trying to keep myself alive, like any other person detached from all things spiritual. And as a result, I start seeing, what do I need here? And here I can discover the lack for the confidence. When can the upper light, the higher feeling can come to me, when I can relate all of it to the Creator and believe.
Rav, the feeling of disconnect, is it a special illumination or is it a lack of illumination?
It's a certain illumination. You're right. There's no such thing that we have any feeling without a special light that dresses into a special kli, giving us a certain feeling. So that feeling with that we have nothing also comes from the Creator. And we feel that the Creator sent it. At first, we don't have anything, just nothing. The world is empty. There is, and I'm just a beast. And then you feel it comes from the Creator in a special way, giving you a reset, a restart, so that you begin to relate to reality.
Rav, in this world, family, money, knowledge, we have feelings of confidence in those. What's the feeling of confidence in spirituality?
Only your perception of the ten as vessels, and in these vessels you discover your connection with the Creator. What kind of connection? Of light of chasadim, where you don't need anything for yourself. You completely disconnect yourself from your will to receive. And, well, there are other issues here, but from all of the will to receive, even for that light of chasadim that disconnects you from the will to receive, you also calculate that you wouldn't even want to use that. But that's okay. There is additional calculations here. French.
Comment puis-je ressentir la nécessité que mes amis reçoivent l'illumination de la confiance?
How can you feel the necessity for the friends to receive the illumination of confidence?
Just communicate to them, pass on to them the light of confidence, the power of confidence, the embrace, the everything that's possible in all the ways, in every way possible, corporeal, spiritual, without passing this on to each other so that we all have confidence. Without that, we won't survive.
Diversified excerpt.
So we're reading again, excerpt number 6.
Maybe I'll read it.
Best.
Everything that appears to us, meaning everything we feel, are just things that the Creator wants us to attain in the way that He attains them. Meaning every single moment, what I feel from the Creator, and He wants me to feel it this way and accept it this way. Since these are the ways of how to reach the complete goal. As the complete goal is in all that I receive, if I receive it from the Creator, I need to feel perfection, completion. Yet it is not so in order to merit adhesion with the Creator, which is not a simple thing, where we will agree and justify and adhere to all that we receive every single moment from Him. As we need great effort and exertion to acquire until we manage to feel that delight and pleasure that the Creator sends us specifically and not something else. And before this, one must justify providence and to believe above reason if he doesn't feel it truly with all his might of himself, that the Creator governs and behaves with the creatures in a manner of good that does good. If he doesn't feel this way, he has to nevertheless identify that it's because they have eyes and yet they see not, but not that it comes like that from the Creator, but rather he doesn't feel this way. This is as our sages said, Habakkuk came and ascribed them to one. As it is written, the righteous shall live by his faith. What does it mean that he will live by his faith? That only with the force of faith, with the force of bestowal, which he develops, he feels that this is his life. life. And this life he receives from the Creator without any limitations. But rather, it depends on the extent in which he acquires the force of faith, which means that a person has no need to engage in the details, but he has to concentrate all his work, entire work, on a single point. On which rule? Which is faith in the Creator. And for this, he should pray for. Meaning that the Creator will help him to be able to go with faith above reason. This is what our permanent, constant prayer needs to be. And there's a power in the faith. Through it, one comes to hate the separation, which is considered that the faith indirectly makes him hate separation. There are no questions for the time being.
Baal HaSulam writes that a person doesn't need to engage in details, but concentrate his entire work on a single point, which is faith in the Creator.
Yes. Because we attain everything in the light of faith. I need faith above reason. I need to be in the force of bestowal above all the forces. From bestowing in order to bestow, for Aviyut Aleph Shoresh and Bet, and receiving in order to bestow on Aviyut of Gimel and Daled, and then in that which I engage in the force of faith alone, then I have the force of faith, Bina, and I have Chokhmah that is revealed inside of Bina. Everything is attained only in the force of bestowal and the faith, in the force of faith.
Kabbalists write this many times in many places. Rabash also writes that our main work is to reach the greatness of the Creator, the importance of the goal, faith. So there's concentrating on one point, which is faith in the Creator. But on the other hand, many times they write there is one mere remedy of love of friends.
No, that's a means. That's the building of the Kli. That's the building, the construction of the Kli. You can't compare this with that. Without me connecting the friends and making from the whole Kli, which is actually me. It just seems to me that it's friends that are differentiated from me and so on. I'm seeing my parts that are cut off of me by my ego. And I need to cancel off my ego so that I will feel that they're me. And accordingly, I feel the light that is filling this kelim.
So, what does it mean to concentrate all his work on that point of faith?
That we need nothing more than bestowal.
So when he says to concentrate his entire work, it means the goal of the work, the intention of the work.
All of one's work, all the efforts, all the actions and thoughts are concentrated just for the action of bestowal through which I connect to me like the relatives, the close ones to me that I care for. I connect all the kelim with all the degrees of coarseness between us, the degrees of hatred. I connect them nevertheless to me more and more.
Beginning of the work, yeah.
It's the beginning and it's the end of the work. Imagine to yourself that all the things that can, God forbid, happen to a person, the most difficult ones, he needs to justify this providence, attribute it to the Creator, and to be in this in absolute love. These are things that are very... You can't even imagine them. What we need to do in order to correct the Kli and to be in adhesion, dvikut.
Still, Rav, it's not so clear. How does it, how to connect it properly, correctly, that on the one hand we have to reach the wholeness of the goal and yet also be in hatred towards separation.
That's the same thing. One is built upon the other.
What's the difference of the hatred? What's the role of the hatred here?
Hatred that I hate the separation which disconnects me from the Creator, but I consider it, I respect it. This is the opposite form to my kli. Yes? You kiss the stick. I don't disregard it, disparage it. Hatred does not mean that I want to erase it from the world. No. I build, but what is the ladder of degrees? Where I'm building upon all the disturbances, my ascent, faith above reason, more reason, more faith above reason, more reason, more faith above reason. And this is how I build. Why did the Creator create the evil inclination? So that we will be able to ascend upon it in faith above reason more and more and more. In the force of... Excerpt number 7.
Rav, can I ask another question?
Yes.
It was written here in excerpt 6 that a person has to justify the providence and have faith above reason. And you said before not to ask to remove the disturbances, but to go above them, that you don't understand what the Creator gives you, and you still have to have faith that he does good. If Rav doesn't feel well, for example, and I want Rav to feel well, so what does it mean not to remove the disturbances?
Well, so what? This disturbance comes from us from not using correctly with what we had. Therefore, such a disturbance comes. So what? It's either a new degree that needs to be that way. We don't receive some disease or something as a punishment. I accept it as a given from the Creator, which comes in order to symbolize for me the new degree. It could be felt more, it could be felt less. We don't make calculations with that. I don't scrutinize calculations with that. It's not worth it. I wouldn't recommend for you to pay attention to all those things, but rather continue in what you can, the general prayer for advancement to bringing contentment to the Creator. And that's it.
The thing is this. We have to come to a state where we discover the Creator, where we achieve dvikut, adhesion with Him, know the Lord your God and serve Him. Because in every action that happens to us, in everything that happens to us, a person tries to be adapted in congruence with the Creator, just like a shadow. So even if the Creator awakens in a person the opposite forces, the opposite qualities from himself, this is called the evil inclination. A person above all these disturbances makes himself similar to the Creator, and that way grows toward the Creator more and more and more until he becomes like him. This is called returning to the Creator with everything he has in him. In order to do this, we were given the Torah, meaning all kinds of means by which we can draw reforming light, and that way come to be similar to the Creator. This is basically man's work and man's purpose in life.
I didn't really get it, if you could explain it again. Bala Sulam writes that a person can actually sit his whole life. Let's say I'm studying with you almost 10 years. So what does it mean for me to find a good sign?
You have to check yourself. Are you doing everything that's required? Are you doing everything that's required? That's it. You're not required for anything other than to be at the lessons every day, and we see that you are, and to be connected to the friends in a way that you lose yourself there in the friends. And that's it. Two things, basically. The right behavior with the friends and the right behavior in the lessons, in the learning.
Rav Chaim Vital.
Meaning we have to do some external actions. But what's important for us, the main thing for us is, after all, to bring our hearts together. Give one.
About this, what you said, that our main correction is to melt in the friends. That means to study the internality of the Torah?
It is a means for you to have a corrected kli, and the upper light in the law of equivalence of form will be revealed inside the kli. If you create among you, if you become among you as one, then the upper light, because it is one, will be revealed in the kli that is one. And then everything will be corrected as before the breaking.
Almata.
Almata.
Доброе утро, Рав. Большое спасибо. Скажите,
good morning, Rav. Thank you. You said that the connection with the friends in the morning lesson is the main thing we're doing. So what is called the wisdom?
Chokhmah is what we receive as a result in the corrected kli. In order to correct the kli, we have to have connection inside the ten, in bestowal between us, and then the upper light, according to the law of equivalence of form, will clothe inside the ten. This is what we need. Then we will also
receive. This writing relate to?
We have to come to a state where we are bringing ourselves back to Dvikut with the upper force. That upper force designed us, broke us, and we, through our efforts, must return to adhesion, to Dvikut with him, or with it. That's the purpose, the goal. To adhere to it, we have to exert to connect among us, despite our egos that are in us. And then according to our efforts, the upper light will influence and will connect us together until we achieve complete Dvikut. This is the work. In order to unite among us and draw the upper light to correct us and fill us, we have two instruments. The first instrument is to connect among us despite our egos. The second instrument is to draw reforming light, to draw a special force of connection. So it turns out that this force that brings us to connection, we need it when we unite as well. So it turns out that the connection in the ten that we try to do, along with learning in the ten when we draw the light to create the connection between us, is the same. We have nothing else to do. only try to be together in the ten, and that way connect us, and that's it. There's nothing more than that. Don't.
I don't understand. You're saying, what does this have to do with that? Tell me exactly what you're talking about. What is the last generation that is called the souls that have reached the state that they must reach adhesion with the Creator? That is called the last generation. It's the purpose of creation, what the Creator determined. According to that purpose, all of creation goes from one generation to the next in order to reach the Dvikut. So we are going into the state called the last generation, meaning of Dvikut, that must take place now, whether you want it or not, not important to us. We are in this. We are activated. So what are you asking about?
I'm asking, here in the excerpt, he's talking about the law of development, yeah. The government of heaven and earth. He explains about these things. So,
we have to aid in that. That's our part in this. What is the part? To understand the purpose of this creation and to pray for the Creator to do it. Because without us asking beforehand, it won't happen. And for us to ask, to pray, so there's two ways, either the path of suffering or in a good way. So it's worth to digest this and understand that as much as we can to speed up development and ask to advance towards Dvikut. Not because we are afraid of the suffering, but because our suffering is that we can't ask for the Creator to do it all and enjoy us. That's it. PT2.
Good morning, Rav. Baal HaSulam writes about two governments, the government of heaven and the government of earth, whose goal is to return every bad to good and useful. How can we do this, turn what is bad and harmful to good and useful more quickly and better than the Creator himself?
By connection in the group and pulling the Creator into the group. The Creator has no greater pleasure than revealing himself in the connection in the lower ones. If you prepare a place for his revelation, he has no greater pleasure than you wanting him to be revealed between you.
How does this accelerate the reforming of the bad and harmful to good and useful?
I don't understand.
He writes that the government of heaven guarantees every bad and harmful to good and useful, but it comes in its time.
Correct.
So how does the government of earth, when we unite among us, how does it accelerate the correction?
By prayer, that you want it to happen even before you receive the suffering, and from above, when you're brought back to all kinds of actions to ask for the correction, you ask for it prehand. How? By studying, by connection in the group, where you discover the evil inclination, and you see it's not okay, that it's opposite of the good guidance, and you're asking the Creator to correct it, and so on. Revelation of evil that takes place by you, and you're not afraid of it because you know that you have somebody to turn to and somebody to ask from. That's called to speed up the times.